أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed some virtues of the surah and also some of the names of this blessed and mubarak surah, and also we discussed the hadith in which we need to correct our intention when we recite the surah. It should not be for barakah of this world, but in actual fact it should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rewards in the hereafter. Amongst the names of the surah, some have stated that the surah is also known as mudafi'ah, something that wards off evil, and in certain narrations we find that the surah is also known as rafi'ah and khafidah. Rafi'ah is that will elevate, and khafidah is that will disgrace and downgrade a person. And when we look at the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi was a very great commentator of the Qur'an Kareem. He says that at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to leave Makkah Mukarramah, make the hijrat and go to Medina Munawwara, we know that the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surrounded by bloodthirsty individuals, hungry for the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waiting to assassinate our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had surrounded this house in such a way that it would have never been possible for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have left the house. At that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite the first 9 ayat, the first 9 verses of the surah from Surah Yasin going down to the 9th ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded him to take some dust, some soil from the ground and throw it towards the eyes of these people. Now that seemed to be a very feeble effort if we try it out now in this world, in our times, and with our kind of iman, it wouldn't have made sense to us. But our Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having his full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had done so, and these people were blindfolded, and right in front of them, this mu'jiza and miracle had taken place. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left unseen, undetected, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unarmed, and safely he had left Makkah Mukarramah. Now Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi writes that in his life, there were those enemies of Islam that were in pursuit of the life of Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi. They were also thirsty for his blood. They were desirous of assassinating and killing Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi. He says on one occasion that I was in a particular place when these enemies of Allah, these enemies of Islam had detected me, they had seen me. And at that time I had absolutely nothing. I had absolutely no weapons, there was absolutely nothing to my disposal as far as the material world was concerned. And at that time only the thought came that if Allah, if you had commanded your Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to recite these first 9 ayat, the first 9 verses of the surah, and if you protected your Nabi, then oh Allah, there is no other protection but your protection, the protection of your kitab, the protection of these 9 ayat. And he says that I read these 9 ayat, and as I read these 9 ayat, I carried on walking, and as I walked, I came into an open field. These people had come past me, riding their horses. They had actually came past me, and some were asking the other, where is this person? Others were asking, where is this person? Eventually, they had come to the conclusion that this may be some jinn, this may be some shaitan or some devil, and he has just disappeared in thin air. But wallah, qasam of Allah, they had never seen me, they had never detected me. Now that obviously, he had recited these ayat and these verses with that kind of yaqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection will come. So coming to the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yasin, here we have done from the different ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, right from Surah Al-Baqarah, those are the verses of Alif Lam Mim, or for that matter Alif Lam Ra, or whether it was Taha, and we discussed that these are the huruf-e-muqatta'at. Muqatta'at means something that is cut, something that is read individually. So Ya will be read individually and Seen will be recited individually. We won't join the two and say Yes, but we will say Ya Seen. And that is what the Huruf-e-Muqatta'at is all about. With regards to the Huruf-e-Muqatta'at, the general Mufassirin have explained that the Huruf-e-Muqatta'at's meaning is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have stated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam may have known about it, and others have stated that this is a secret between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such a secret which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not compel Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to transmit to the Ummah. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited him from giving any information whatsoever with regards to the meanings of these words. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best its meaning. However, we find people like Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, they used to say that in actual fact Yasin is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Jubayr rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that Yasin is in fact the name of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or a title that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The others, they say that Yasin, in actual fact the meaning of it is Ya Insan, in other words, O mankind, O human, and that human refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was a Habashi word, an Ethiopian Abyssinian word that was brought into Arabic, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference here to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Immediately thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of the Quran, and Allah says, Wal Quran il Hakim. Qasam of the Quran, which is Al-Hakim, which is filled with wisdom. Now here, and we discussed this also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to take any qasam whatsoever. You and I, when we apprehend that a person will not believe what we have to say, then in order to emphasize it, to stress the point, sometimes we take a qasam, so that the person that listens to what we're saying is convinced that what we are saying is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us to be convinced with this qasam, because Allah has already said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book in which there is absolutely no doubt, and hence Allah didn't need to take this qasam. But in the Quran, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken these qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually wants to show us that after the qasam, after the oath, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is going to be said with a great deal of emphasis, because of His absolute importance to the reciter of the Quran, to you and I, the ummati of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam. On the other hand, when you and I take qasam, we can only take qasam in the name of Allah, and we cannot take qasam on anything else but the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah will take qasam on anything. The other hand, important aspect is, whatever Allah takes qasam upon, that is also important. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of the Quran. The quality that Allah describes of the Quran is Al-Hakim. Hakim means wise. In other words, the commands of this Quran, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down by way of commandments, it is filled with wisdom. Each word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled it with wisdom. The introduction, the methodology of the Quran Kareem, the systematic appearances of words, the interrelationship of the ayat, of the verses, in every aspect there is wisdom. Sometimes we may not understand the wisdom, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transfers this wisdom into the hearts of His servants and His beloved, and they inform us, but it is not necessary that we know the wisdoms of each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or each and every word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has gone further, and he said, Wal Quran il Hakim. Hakim means wise, but it also means something that is muhkam, something that is firmly rooted, something that is firmly established. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hamim Sajda, La yatihi al-batilu min bayni yadihi wa la min khalfi, that there is absolutely nothing that can come onto this Quran. No shaitan can alter the Quran, no kafir can alter the Quran, no one whatsoever. can delete and take out and subtract from this Quran, and no one can increase and add on to this Quran. The words of the Quran also, and also the meaning of the Quran Kareem. That is how muhkam and that is how firmly rooted it is. So when we read this surah, at least we will have this much here, that we are saying wal Quran il Hakim, and we understand and realize that this is the guide that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about every day of our lives. That this is the guide that I have given you. It is filled with wisdom, and to such an extent, so firmly rooted, so firmly established, that no one can interfere with this Quran. It will never tolerate it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not tolerate it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.